Now back to Brian Bushlack's business briefing on FM News 101.
Okay, time to talk multifamily real estate with Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. Joe, good to see you again. It's been a while since we've seen you, and the reason is you've opened an office in Scottsdale, so congratulations on that. Why don't you tell us about that? Why did you choose the Arizona market?
Thanks, Brian. Great to be in here again. Good to see you. You know, we had to expand. Growth in the apartment business, as I've been talking about for years, has been increasing. And instead of putting, 30 brokers in Portland, which is just too many brokers, we decided to expand into other areas. Arizona is a great apartment market, always has been, especially during the downturn a few years ago. But it's ripe for good apartment ownership. The values are going back up. For investors, it's really affordable. But you got to know what you're doing in a larger market. It's completely different than Portland. But we did open an office. It's in Scottsdale, Arizona. We cover Phoenix and the Valley and the greater Phoenix metro. But the decision was there's been a lot of ties between Oregon and Arizona. Just from talking to clients, there's a lot of people that had residency in Arizona and owned in Oregon. And so it was the most likely choice for the next city was Arizona. And we have a few more slated in the next 24 months.
It's a nice place for you to kind of get away this time of year too, isn't it?
Well, I could joke and say, yeah, it was because of the weather.
It is a nice contrary play when it comes to Portland this time of year, especially with the rain we had this past week. Now, let's talk about the Arizona market real quick, because it's very different. There, you said it's a hot market like Portland, but we had lunch this past Thursday, and you told me that the size of the sales and the units down there, obviously much bigger than Portland.
Exactly. Phoenix, of course, larger market. I think it's the fourth or fifth largest market in the country. And, however, with that being said, I will comment that they're the fourth in the U.S. in job growth going forward. So they're definitely rebounding. It's a boom city. When you look at the apartment sales, last year there was about 250 transactions. Okay, some people say that's a lot. Some people may say it's a little, depending on what you know about the apartment market. Put it in comparison, Portland had about 180 transactions.
Okay.
So a little bit more than Oregon, Portland Metro. However, the difference was 40% of those sales were over 100 unit apartment projects.
Okay, so 30% more sales and 40% were over 100
units.
And in Portland, how many 100 unit sales did we have
last
year?
Less than 10%.
Okay. Yeah.
Of the transaction volume.
A lot
probably
of
less than 5%.
That's pretty interesting. Joseph Chaplick joining us, Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. And, you guys focus totally on multifamily, which is interesting in this market where you have so many commercial brokers who pick up a multifamily deal and they're out doing a, something else. This is what you focused on from the very beginning. Why is that?
Well, the apartment market is a strong sector of the real estate industry, and it's always been. I personally fell into the apartment market when I moved to town here 10, 11 years ago and started buying apartments. And I realized there was a void in the marketplace for high-quality brokerage services. I was in telecommunications at the time as an executive, and I left that industry to start up an apartment business with a buddy of mine, which is the name Joseph Bernard, mine and his name, Bernard Garrett. And so what we did was we wanted to focus on three principles: the professionalism, the integrity, and the service. And a lot of people don't know about the apartment industry. I see it all the time where an apartment's for sale and the owner listed it with a residential realtor because they thought that's who they should list with. They didn't know there was an apartment brokerage field of only apartment brokerage. And so, it is a niche, and that's the most important thing I'll say. Finding the product that you're going to sell, you should find the broker that has that niche for that product.
Yeah, no question, especially when you come to apartment and multifamily, because it's such a unique transaction where you really have to know what's going on with that property, not only cosmetically, that's just the surface of it. You want to know what's going on inside that property, right?
Exactly. The whole apartment industry is based on an income approach to valuation, and that's a whole nother discussion, but it's totally different than any other product. You got to have the income approach, the cap rates, then you got breaking down the price per unit, the price per square foot. And of course, rents and expenses and income expenses to the NOI. And so without getting into all the numbers, it's more of a wealth building process. It's not just selling the asset. You're helping clients move equity if they choose to other buildings, or help them maximize the value of their building before they cash out. And so there's a lot involved into it in terms of knowing how to analyze the numbers, knowing how to analyze the building, and as you spoke, there's a lot in the building as well. So yeah, you got most of the products built in the 70s, so you got deferred maintenance, you got an older buildings. You know, there's not a lot of new product in Portland, although the construction's increasing, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But as far as the product, yeah, mostly, you know, 70s, 80s built, sometimes older.
Joseph Chaplick, Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate joining us. We'll give you his contact information in just a bit, but we'll talk numbers as well. But it is an interesting apartment market. We talked about Phoenix and the Scottsdale market inside of Phoenix, but let's talk about Portland. And this has been, the last 3 or 4 years, without question, the hottest apartment market in the nation, right?
It has. And, you know, it's definitely in the top 10 nowadays. Others, you know, things change on a quarterly basis. But yeah, for a number of years, Portland's been the number one city, depending on how you analyze the statistics, to apartment ownership. And one of the reasons is, you know, you have a lot of demand, not a lot of supply. Construction's been low for a number of years. And again, we'll touch that in a second with some numbers. But, you know, Portland's economy's picking up. You know, Intel's, I think, 800 to 1,000 jobs in Hillsboro at the plant they're building. It was in the news. You got Kaiser building a hospital in Hillsboro, more jobs. OHSU's building something down on the South Waterfront, more jobs. So the economy's turning around here in Portland, and the apartment ownership, you know, a lot of people are still renting. And if you own apartments, you know, you're in that business of providing reasonable housing for people.
How big of an impact has the issue in residential real estate with the fact that many people can't get loans? You get a lot of folks who are renting and are in an apartment who might have been a homeowner or were a homeowner just a few years ago.
Yeah, the lending absolutely plays a factor in this. Some people have decided to maybe sell their home or move out of their house and rent for a while. A lot of good product out there. You know, higher quality apartments are being built. There's good neighborhoods everywhere. As far as people going back into houses, as the lending world changes, what you'll see is a lot of the larger Class A, nicer properties of people moving into homes and maybe a dip in vacancy there. The B and C quality, as we call it, which is the, you know, the central and outer banks of the downtown core, I think you're always going to have those renters out there.
Yeah, especially in those close in Portland neighborhoods where location is so key. Joseph Chaplick joining us, Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. And Joe, let's talk numbers now. Look back at 2012 and kind of give us an update where we are in 2013.
Well, you know, 2012 was another good year here in Portland. When you look at the numbers, the transactions, you know, first let's talk about vacancy, mm-hmm. if you don't mind. Again, Portland's one of the lowest in the U.S. for vacancy rates. I believe right now it's 3.7%. So if you own a building for the year, you're going to expect about a 3.7% vacancy rate.
That's amazing.
The average is, say, 4 over the last 5 years.
Wow.
Okay. Now, when you look at, you know, sales, again, there was about 180 transactions here in greater Portland last year alone. That equated to about $880 million in sales revenue or sales dollars, okay? To compare that, in 2010, there was $600 million. So definitely there's more transactions. There was 115 back in 2010, total transactions. So the volume's coming again with people moving equity, people, you know, selling and buying buildings. And you're seeing more first-time investors getting into the apartments, whether it's small, medium, large size. You're seeing some first-time investors move into the apartment sector.
That's good to see. And let's talk 2013 now. How has this year started for us?
Well, you know, it's off to a good start. I don't have the first quarter statistics yet, but I will tell you that I believe, in my opinion, that we're going to probably break 200 transactions for the year.
Okay.
And again, increase with the sales volume as well, probably $850 to $1 billion in sales revenue, you know, sales volume of transactions. And I think it's going to be another strong year. The vacancy rates are going to stay low. Cap rates, which is the rate of return if you paid all cash for the building, that's going to remain relatively stable. I think the expenses, you know, you're going to see an increase in expenses. I think the new mayor even commented that there's going to be sticker shock in November. Three money measures passed in one ballot in November, and I think the property taxes are going to be extremely high coming in the next year. So you're going to see an increase in expenses. I do think the income will go up a couple percent for the year on these properties. And all in all, you know, the apartment market's going to keep a very strong and stable product.
That's good to hear. We'll talk more about a great event coming up and what Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate can do to help you as an apartment investor. That's up next as Business Briefing continues.